You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am now joined by Phelan, who comes to us from in front of a black fence. Looks very nice. Mordena, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks.
All things considered, doing very well. I mean, you had just had three stitches.
Yeah, it was a very exciting experience getting my first stitches done.
Are you a very injury-prone person?
I try not to be. I think this is the first in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's just a part of it when you're surfing and fins hit your body.
Yeah, it's been. I imagine it's been known to happen. I'm not a surfer myself, but I can imagine it definitely happens. So you're kind of based up in Fitzhanger, not necessarily at the current minute, but otherwise you've got a wee house up there. How are things over in Fitzhanger?
Oh, it's lovely. I'm just enjoying, you know, the summer is gonna just round the corner, and yeah. I've got a show on that I'm preparing for to do in Fiddy in December, so yeah, I'm excited for that. And
nice, some mini spinning a lot of plates.
Yeah
that's awesome. That's great. We're talking about your new track, You Are The Mirror, here, and the video for the track features a lot of horses. There's some massive horse energy here on the video. How long have you been a horse person for?
I've probably been one of those crazy horse girls my whole life. You know, just the one skipping around the netball courts. And yeah, I have three beautiful horses, and I was a professional horse trainer a little while ago, but I've always had horses. And as I stepped into the music and moved to Fiddy, they've come with me. And you know, when I did my first music video, I thought I'd love to have them in it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a very touching. It's a very touching addition to the video, indeed. Oh man, so you're a horse girl for quite a long time. What about horses sparked your interest? Was it their majesticness? Was it their kind of strength?
They're just very sensitive, compassionate creatures. Mm. And I think being a child, I was very shy and drawn to animals more than humans. And it's only been recently I've gained some very beautiful human friends, and that's what inspired the track You Are The Mirror, because it's all about friendship and how we can mirror each other and remind us of, yeah, all the good points we can forget to see in ourselves. And naturally, the horses have done that for me as well growing up. But, yeah.
Mm. Well, that's a note I want to touch on later. But you recorded this song during a week-long residency at Big Fan up in Tamaki Makaurau. How did you get that opportunity, and what did the experience entail?
I applied for it. Big Fan is amazing. They have put out so many wonderful opportunities for, yeah, developing artists, and super supportive. And yeah, and I was just so stoked and surprised to get the honour and privilege of spending a week up there and just getting to hang out in a recording studio without, I guess, that pressure of, you know, time constraint. Any time I've been recording studios, there's a like rush, and you know, you don't have much time. So I got to use that space to do a lot of songwriting and then record straight away. And I love that. I'm so thankful.
Nice, man. Nice. That's very wholesome. In terms of music, the track was inspired by a lot of things. As you mentioned before, friendship's one of them. But very crucially, there's one morning where you gave Sade a listen, and then you thought of trying something new. Were you listening to Love Deluxe era Sade on that morning?
I was actually listening to Maureen. It's like, Maureen.
Is that earlier?
Hey?
Is that earlier in her discography?
Oh gosh, my mind's gone blank. I can't remember. But it's just got a really good bass line, and it just like picks you up and makes you want to bop along. And I thought, all my past music I usually have done has been a bit more like slow and delicate and gentle. And yeah, when Christian Taja and Rawanath and my producer came in, I was like, hey, let's write something a little bit happy and yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we came up with that, and I the lyric came from a poem that was, yeah, about spending a really good time with one of my best friends, and yeah, just all, you know, it was an amalgamation of a few things, yeah.
Yeah, I want to touch on that, on the poem there a wee bit later. But the video, oh, I can't want to go back to the video for some reason. But in the video, again, you hang out with your horses, Pedro, Pikawai, and Leo, around a paddock and a beach. I want to know, did they quite like the beach?
The horses?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pikawai, who was the horse I took down to the beach, he just loves it. He loves rolling in the sand, and he loves swimming, and it's his happy place. Yeah.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That's gorgeous. They're not afraid of water or anything?
No, he loves swimming. I mean, he was a bit confused because to do the shoot, we wanted to do sunrise with the good lighting, and he was rather, I don't know, just a bit like, what's going on? Because we got there maybe around 5 a.m. or not long after that to get him down to the beach. I think he was sleeping and was a bit perturbed.
He's like, don't wake me up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cracker. As you mentioned before and throughout the corridor so far, the track is an ode to friendship, and as you mentioned directly before, it's based on a poem that you wrote about a lovely day hanging with a certain friend and chatting for hours, and you said about friendships that a certain C.S. Lewis quote comes to mind. That quote is, a friend is someone who knows the song in your heart and sings it back to you when you've forgotten the words. What do you think the song is in your heart?
Yeah, I mean, that quote says it all for me, really, because what happened that evening, I was chatting to my good friend Keaton, and we're just, I guess, sharing our lives and things we've been through, and she said to me, oh, you know, we could relate to each other and our experiences and our grief, and as well as we have a similar humour, so we're just laughing, and yeah, it's just really nice to be able to share and know someone can relate to you, and that's so important in life when you find those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure, man. But if your heart had a song, what song would that be? Would it be Maureen by Sade?
Well,
you took the deep introspective direction of my question, which I appreciate.
Yeah. The song in my heart. Oh, there's many songs in my heart. Maureen, I guess, is actually a bit of a sad song, because like the lyrics are like, Maureen, don't think I'm ever going to see you again. But actually, in my heart, I have a lot of folk and country music, which is really off tangent from the genre of this song, but it's what I grew up listening to. And an artist I've only just come to, yeah, just been a bit slow to discover, is Hannah Everingham, a New Zealand artist. And I feel like a lot of her songs are sitting in my heart at the moment.
That's precious.
The Moon Gardener. I love that track.
I think we might have some on the station playlist. I have to play some while I close off the show today. Thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we are running out of time here on the program. I want to thank you so much for your time for coming on this morning, Phelan. I do want to ask, have you got any more tracks coming out? And do you think you'll ever make a pilgrimage down to Otipoti, Dunedin for a tour sometime in the future?
I would just love to. I mean, I'm
bring
just
the horses.
getting started, but yeah, I would love to record an album or like an EP next year. Will definitely be on the cards. And yeah, thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, of course, man.
Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it lots for making time, especially given the grave circumstances that that we're talking under. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you very much. Take care. All right, folks, that was Faye Lynn. We're chatting about their new track, You Are the Mirror, which we're going to play for you right now. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. Keep it real. Love you lots.
Behind your eyes, colors that you keep, paintings only you can find in the intangible world of my mind. Take away the clouds so dark, crawl into my heart, the sky.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.